Ever feel like you need a shortcut to understanding complex topics? Today, we're your shortcut to getting federated learning, specifically a supercharged algorithm called FedNL.
All right.
We're dissecting this dense research paper, unlocking FedNL
Okay.
to extract those golden nuggets of knowledge.
Sounds good.
No jargon slogging required.
I like it.
And you're in for a treat because we're talking about boosting AI training speed by a factor of 1,000.
That's like compressing a year's worth of work into just a few hours.
Okay, let's unpack that.
Yeah.
We're diving into excerpts from FedNL in practice.
Right.
But first, for anyone new to this, imagine training an AI model across a bunch of devices, phones, laptops, you name it, without actually sharing the raw data from those devices.
Right.
That's the beauty of federated learning. It's like pooling knowledge from a crowd without anyone having to spill their secrets.
Exactly.
And FedNL uses a clever mathematical trick called the Newton method to make this whole process even faster. Think of it like finding the shortest route on a map instead of taking the scenic route.
Yeah, like a shortcut.
Sounds efficient.
Definitely.
But the paper mentioned that the original FedNL code wasn't exactly a speed demon, right?
It's true. Initially, running a single experiment could take almost 5 hours.
Oh, wow.
That's like hitting a major traffic jam in rush hour.
Yeah.
So these researchers rolled up their sleeves and decided to optimize the heck out of it.
Enter the optimization pit crew. What do? Give the code a turbocharge.
Something like that. One of their first moves was switching the programming language from Python to C. It's a bit like ditching a translator and speaking directly to someone in their native language. CPALS lets the code talk directly to the hardware, which is much faster.
Gotcha.
We're talking about a 20x speed improvement just from that. Experiments that used to take hours were now finishing in minutes.
Now that's what I call cutting to the chase.
Yeah.
But they didn't stop there, did they?
Oh no, they were just getting warmed up.
Okay.
Their next target, data handling.
Okay.
They used a technique called memory mapped files, which is like giving the algorithm a super fast express lane to access data.
I see. So instead of searching a cluttered warehouse for information,
Yeah.
it's more like grabbing what you need from a well-organized shelf.
Exactly.
And this simple change resulted in another 1.077x speed boost. Remember, every little bit counts when you're aiming for a 1000x improvement.
Absolutely.
I'm starting to see a pattern here. Make the code faster,
Yeah.
give it quicker access to data. What else do they optimize?
They got clever with something called integer division.
Okay.
Now, this might sound a little technical.
And we love getting a little technical.
Yeah.
It's a deep dive after all.
So imagine you have a calculator that's lightning fast for most calculations,
Okay.
but when it comes to dividing whole numbers, it suddenly slows to a crawl.
Huh,
That's
interesting.
essentially what was happening in the code.
Okay.
By minimizing these integer divisions, they squeezed out another 1.225x speed up.
Talk about attention to detail.
Yeah.
So by this point, they've optimized the code,
Right.
the data handling. Did they pull any more tricks out of their sleeves?
They did. They tapped into the CPU's hidden potential.
What do you mean?
Modern CPUs have something called the AVX-512 instruction set, which allows them to process massive amounts of data simultaneously.
Oh, wow.
Think of it like discovering your computer has a secret turbo boost button.
It's like tricking out your computer into running faster.
Yeah.
I love it. So with these AVX-512 instructions, how much faster did they get it?
They managed to squeeze out another 1.379x speed improvement.
Wow.
And the best part is these optimizations stack. Add them all together and you get that mind-blowing 1000x speed boost.
That's wild. But you know, speed isn't everything. Did they have to sacrifice accuracy to achieve these gains?
That's the real magic trick here. They actually managed to maintain the accuracy of the AI model throughout all these optimizations.
Really?
They even introduced two new compressors called TOPLEC and RANSEC,
Okay.
which help reduce the amount of data that needs to be transmitted, making the whole process even more efficient.
Okay, we've got to break those down. What exactly are these compressors doing?
Think about it like this. Imagine trying to send a message quickly. You could write a long, detailed letter, or you could condense it into a clear, concise telegram. These compressors are like writing the telegram.
So they're finding clever ways to compress the information without losing the essential meaning.
Exactly. And they each have their own unique approach.
Okay.
TOPLEC is all about adapting to the data and finding the most efficient way to represent it.
It's like finding the perfectly sized envelope instead of stuffing everything into an oversized box.
Spot on. And then you have RANSEC, which is all about making the data flow as smoothly as possible, particularly when it comes to how the CPU accesses and processes that data. It utilizes a concept called cache awareness.
Cache awareness. That sounds intriguing.
Imagine your CPU has a little notepad where it keeps the most frequently used information close at hand. That's its cache.
Okay.
RANSEC is designed to make the most of that notepad, ensuring the CPU can quickly grab the information it needs without having to search through its entire filing cabinet.
It's like keeping your most used tools organized on a tool belt. Everything you need is right there when you need it. So we've heard about all these amazing optimizations, but how did Fentanyl actually perform in real-world scenarios?
They put it to the test, and the results were pretty astounding. They started with a single-node showdown, pitting their optimized Fentanyl against CVXPY, which is a popular optimization tool.
And how did it stack up?
It wasn't even a close call. Fentanyl solved the same problem a remarkable 20 times faster than CVXPY.
It's like watching a race car go up against a bicycle.
Mm.
But what about when you need even more power? What about a multi-node setup where you have multiple machines working together?
They tested that too, challenging Fentanyl against some heavy hitters in the distributed computing world, Apache Spark and Ray, and guess what?
I'm on the edge of my seat here.
Fentanyl blew them away. Not only was it significantly faster at solving the problem, but it was also way faster at getting everything set up and ready to go.
So not only is it faster on the track, but it also has a much faster pit crew.
Yeah.
Seriously impressive. You know, for our listeners who might not be deep in the weeds of AI research, why does this all matter? What's the big takeaway?
This isn't just about making one algorithm faster. It's about unlocking the true potential of AI. With these optimizations, we can tackle larger, more complex problems, develop new AI solutions at a much faster pace, and even democratize AI, making it accessible to researchers and developers with limited resources.
So it's like leveling the playing field for AI research.
Exactly. And that's incredibly exciting because it means we can expect to see even more groundbreaking AI applications in the near future.
Wow.
This kind of optimization paves the way for faster medical diagnoses, more accurate financial predictions, and even smarter self-driving cars, all while preserving privacy.
It's amazing to think that by optimizing one algorithm, we're essentially unlocking possibilities in so many different fields. This deep dive has really highlighted how interconnected everything is.
It has, and it really underscores the importance of asking those what-if questions.
Yeah, what if we could make this algorithm even faster? What if we could apply these optimizations to other areas of AI? The possibilities are truly endless.
It's like we've stumbled upon a treasure map, and this optimized Fentanyl is just the first piece of gold we've unearthed. There's a whole world of potential waiting to be discovered.
And who knows? Maybe one of our listeners will be the one to uncover the next game-changing optimization.
Ooh.
Perhaps they'll find a way to make Fentanyl even faster or apply these techniques to a completely different field.
Now, that's a challenge I'm sure our listeners would love to take on. So if you're feeling inspired to dive into the world of AI optimization, remember, every great discovery starts with a question. Don't be afraid to get your hands dirty, experiment, and see what incredible things you can achieve.
Because as we've seen today, even small optimizations can have a monumental impact. That's all the time we have for today's deep dive into the world of Fentanyl. We've gone from the basics of federated learning all the way to cutting-edge optimizations. And hopefully you've walked away with a few aha moments along the way.
And remember, this is just the beginning of the journey. There's a whole universe of knowledge out there waiting to be explored.
So keep asking questions, stay curious, and we'll catch you in the next episode of The Deep Dive.